I went to the Ciryl Gane, Francis Ngannou fight with Rogan. So I was front. It was just me to the cage. I was sitting in front of the cage, and it's terrifying, bro. It's so scary.
Especially with
you
the
see
Ghana,
those dudes get in there. You're like every, and it's funny because you could see my face the whole event. So everybody was texting me like, "Yo, relax." Like, the whole fight, I was like. Like, just a checked leg kick. I was like,
just not enjoying it, dude, at all. Just like,
it was terrifying.
No, but the noise is
disgusting.
So scary.
When you hear someone get punched in the chest, in the belly, it's disgusting.
When you hear Shane Gillis go, "Stop!" I'm saying, "Hey,
no,
run,
get out. You don't need this. Go.
You're still young."
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it was bad.
I just wrote this song. Have you ever, what do you tell me what you think?
Okay. Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, mama, like a southbound train. Hey, mama, rock me.
What do you think?
Fucking gay.
it's a song.
It's you're good. I know it's a real song.
Oh, God damn it.
Welcome to Comedy Planet. Here's part two of my favorite Shane Gillis moments. Hope you enjoy. Let's get into it.
It was a hurricane. It was Hurricane Barry.
It was crazy.
I gotta just paint the picture of what it, because Tommy Pope and I, past guests on the show, were just kind of like, you know, bullshitting. You got the guys on the couch. We're having a good time. We knew Shane was going to come in late, but we had no idea what's happening in the outside world. And Shane walks in dripping, like covered in water, like, as if he just got out of a bath.
As if I was underwater.
Like a dad that just lost his family. Like, truly, that upset, head down, and I'm just looking through the wall. It's the funniest fucking image I've ever seen in my life.
I went from... Yeah, never mind.
Wet, sad, wet, sad Shane has got to be one of the funniest visions.
It's tough, man.
I got to say, your hair fell right into place, though.
It did look nice.
Yeah.
That's because I was fucking doing that when I walked in, and then I looked in the monitor, and I was like, oh, nice. I should actually do my hair once before I lose it next week.
But Jesus, that's the thing. Post-rain hair might be the greatest your hair could ever be. Yeah, it's very difficult to recreate.
My hair's thinning. When my hair gets wet, it's fucking insanely. Like, you can just, it's like bald.
Oh, see, scalp?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Like, if I'm in a pool, I look like I'm like 58. It's fucking crazy.
Because it sops down to that part of you. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
That sucks when it all just cuts, like, it just clumps together and you see the top of your scalp.
You're like, oh, this is like a loose leaf on top of a hole. That's what your hair is.
It's like a trick. Like, I walk, like, if I'm at the pool, I look like just like a fat 12-year-old walking around.
Sure.
And then if I jump in and like come out of the water, it's like, Jesus Christ. That's like 75. That
The chlorine is aging people. 50 years.
This pool in Chernobyl.
Chernobyl. I went to Catholic school and kids would fucking faint. We had to go to church every week. And there was no air conditioning. It was hot as fuck.
Yeah.
Kids would faint. And it's Catholic, so you're standing and kneeling, standing.
Were you an altar boy?
No, I wasn't.
I
got out of there. Oh, nice.
I got caught in third grade drinking the wine.
Damn.
Yeah.
Third grade?
The priest came in and he's like, what are you doing?
He's like, jackpot.
Yeah, he was
a little buzzed up.
I love that.
So sorry.
How did I forget this?
What?
In the hotel in Indianapolis, check in. I'm like, I'm going to jack off.
Yeah.
I'm in there naked on top of the made bed. Fully naked. I was about to get in the shower.
Yeah.
Cracked open the lotion. I'm laying there. Phone like this. Dude. A dude just opens the door. A dude just walks in.
What?
Did he
feast his eyes?
And it took him a long time to avert his eyes. His gaze was on my body. And I also didn't move. I just was like, dude, what are you doing? There was no shame. I was just like, what the fuck are you doing? He was like, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. I said, my life, my rules. It was crazy. He was like, no one's supposed to be in here. I was like, well, I'm in here and I'm fucking jacking off. I haven't been caught whacking off in so long. I didn't give a fuck.
No way, dude. He was just feasting
for
his
real,
eyes.
He feasted his eyes. I mean, it must have looked nuts. I was on top of a white bed. I was I was like an octopi.
He might not have seen you, dude.
I don't think he saw me because he stood there for a minute like, hello? I was like, what are you, dude? He saw me rock hard, too. As hard as it gets, dude. Maybe that's why I was not ashamed. If he would have got me early,
yeah,
lotioning up,
working a
pud,
up a soft burn,
working a pud with lotion.
Fuck you! Get the fuck out of here,
dude.
God, that's the best
thing
ever.
I laughed. He heard me laughing. He was like, "Don't tell anyone." I was like, "I'm not going to tell anyone." By the way, right back to work.
Of course, dude.
Put the hard hat back on.
Of course.
So shout out to that guy.
He froze.
I mean, the abominable snowman was laying down. The fucking Yeti was whacking off, dude. I was laying flat on a fully made hotel bed. I must have looked huge, dude. In the dark, your eyes are adjusting. He was like, "What the fuck is that? No one's supposed to be in here."
I wasn't sure what that was. Look, dude. Let's just get right into it.
You want to get in the heart of
Look,
the matter?
Look, man, I've gone through PR disasters before. None like this. None like this. Absolute PR disaster.
This is a nightmare, dude.
Oh, my God.
We've had like a 72-hour war.
And the news broke at the worst possible time.
I know.
All right. So for those of you who are unfamiliar.
Yes.
I promised Billy that I would go paintballing at Matt's bachelor party.
Yes.
And I made it very clear that I did not trust anybody there with a paintball gun and myself. Now, will I say that factored into my decision? Yes, slightly. I had no idea what paintballing was. When I got there,
yeah.
I realized that would have never been the case. However, dude, this is tough,
take
dude.
Take your time.
I just let so many people down, dude. I had no idea how important it was to everybody.
I had no idea how important it was to me.
Yeah, I called Matt. I got on Reddit the next morning and called Matt, and I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, did I let you down? He was like, no, what are you talking about? Then I called Spot. I was like, dude, am I fucking gay? So, yes, guys, your Reddit comments do affect me. They hurt my fucking feeling.
No. That was funny. I was driving home. Well, first of all, the whole weekend has to be recounted to give it proper context.
I do believe
this was somewhat of a framing device.
I do have a decent alibi.
Yeah,
my Friday was a very strong alibi.
Well, first of all, start with the penis you saw. You didn't ask to see a humongous penis.
Dude, I had.
You should have done this. Dude, you should put a tinfoil blanket around yourself.
I had nothing but trauma this weekend.
You did. First night, starting from the very beginning.
We get there. So I go, me, Spud.
Yep.
Six.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tom.
I think Tom stayed.
Or Kev.
Kev can't. Yeah, Kev. Kev sure went.
We went to the bar. I think Butterly, maybe. Butterly, I don't know. Rainy. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to the bar. We're hanging out. We're hitting the Irish car bombs. We're having fun. Dude.
It was only, you only had 35 minutes before it closed.
Yeah, we had to get in and.
I was a little slow on the grill. We were making burgers. I was taking my good old.
So I walk in. Spud's peeing in the stall. I walk into the bathroom. I walk in after Spud is already, his stream is already in motion.
Well, he was going to go to the urinal, but
he was going to go to the urinal.
For good reason.
The reason was, which I immediately discovered upon entry, was there was a guy at the stall. There was two urinals. This guy's dong. I don't know how to.
Can you hold? I mean,
bigger than this.
Seriously, soft.
No
dong.
Joke.
Soft dong. Are you serious?
Bigger than that water bottle.
Jeez,
with
a
tip that was a Zin.
And how many ounces? What?
It was a Zin. What? Zin sized.
What? How many ounces is that water bottle for the people at home?
This is a 16.9 fluid ounce
it's
bottle.
16 ounces of dong.
Yeah.
With a Zin top.
With a Zin tip, dude.
What?
I walked in.
Soft.
I walked in, caught it. I was walking in straight, caught it over here. I could
it
see
caught
it.
Your periphery.
I could see it from there. Caught a glimpse.
That's evolution, by the way. That's not your fault.
Nothing I could do. Caught a glimpse.
it jarred me. It was, I responded like a black guy seeing a magic trick. I immediately ran into the stall with Spud while he was peeing and hugged him.
Yeah.
And just went, oh my fucking God, dude. he was shaking already, dude. His penis already had the Spud man like, oh, dude, I know.
Spud was shook.
Yeah. And then I went to the urinal and started
pissing. Takes a lot to shake the Spud man too.
Bro, I went and started trying to piss next to this behemoth.
So you faced it.
I teenused it.
You
ever see those drawings?
David and Goliath.
You ever see those drawings of like a dragon and like a knight? Like a tiny, that was my tenus, dude, against this thing.
So you faced it.
I did. The guy finished, and then Spud was still in there.
I'm just curious. Guys with dicks that big, do they even shake, or what do they do?
It was a blur at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a blur, dude. I was...
just smacks the side of the urinal with it. Like,
yeah, just boom. Dude. So he leaves, and
he's washing his dick in the sink.
Spud didn't know another guy walked in.
Yeah.
Because he was still in the stall.
Yeah.
So this other guy walks in, and I'm in there, and I was like, dude. Like, Spud was like, yo, you see that guy's dick? There's another guy. And then I left, and apparently Spud kept talking to that dude.
Oh my God.
So we get back to the table, and Spud runs out. He Paul Revere's this dick.
Dude. Yeah.
He ran out, told down everybody. And
he's also good for talking very loudly about a thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And we had just drank a couple shots. Like, we were feeling it. We all sit down, me and Spud, loudly talking about how we just saw the biggest dick of all time. Little did we know the guy was just sitting like from us to the camera. He was that close.
We were.
He turned around and looked at us. He was furious.
Was he mad?
Yeah, he was fuming.
Dude, I was working with Spud one time. We were in a house and we're just stripping. This is a long time ago. We're using like a, not even an acid, a base to strip old paint. And it's like this shit, like if it gets into your foot, will just start like melting your skin. We're just melting. We're doing all this stuff, scraping it down, is like into like a weird sludge. And we're in someone's house, and he's just like going on. I forget exactly what he was talking about, but it was like off the wall. Like, you know, it was just some like crazy porn stuff of like, he's just like, and then da 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 da, and he's going on.
Porn stuff.
Full speed, dude, about like, it might, I mean, again, I'm not slurring him, but it would be like if I was in your parents.
What the fuck? What are you doing?
Dude.
Touch football is preposterous
for kids.
Yes,
it's crazy.
It's outrageous.
I would honestly come out and flog if I saw a bunch of kids playing touch. I'd come out and fucking
like, say, hey, start hitting
the fuck out of here. Lower your head.
Lower your shoulder.
Yeah, not your head. Lower your shoulder.
Then my one friend Mike Connolly got hit puberty. He was not allowed to play anymore. He started secretly playing football without him. And occasionally be like, hey, can I come over? And we'd be like, dude, get out of here.
Yeah, no way.
He was sick. So good.
Dude, peeping out dude's armpit hair in the pool was always just devastating.
And making fun of him, being like, dude, what do you come? Ew.
See, I wasn't equipped with any of that. I would see them and be like,
we made fun of him for coming.
Where the fuck is my hair? Why can't I come? Dude, I was trying to come way before.
Of course, but he was the first one. So we were like, you know, we were all jealous that he could come.
that's funny. I didn't think about that playbook. I was just kind of like, I turned it inward.
That's been my playbook since day one.
It's a sick mood.
Once I realized I wasn't good at basketball, I was like, basketball's so fucking gay. I would like do layup lines at tryouts, just throw it against the backboard and be like, this shit sucks, dude. Yeah. So the second I realize I'm not really good at something, I'm like, dude, anyone who does that is fucking gay for sure.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's such a sick movie.
Yeah, dancing? What am I, a fucking homo? I'm not going to dance or sing. Then someone's like, you're a good singer. I'm like,
yeah, I guess that's kind of a cool activity.
Singing is fucking sick.
Anyone in your family ever represent themselves in court?
No. But my dad.
Somebody had tried thought about it.
My friend got arrested driving past a cop and he screamed. He was like, fucking pig.
Yeah, they don't like that.
And he caught us. Mm-hmm. He made me come out of the car and he was like, what'd you say? And I was like, I didn't say it. And he was like, who did? I was like, I'm not going to tell. I was like, I can't snitch on my friend.
Ain't no rat.
He was like, well, it came from your side of the car. And I was like, yeah. And it wasn't me.
Do the math here.
Come on, dude. I'm not telling you, but it wasn't me. And then we went to court. And
he brought you in for that?
Court, dude.
What?
Court.
What was the charge?
I'm obstructing. He was pulling someone over.
It's
bullshit. But
these are trumped up charges.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of it, my dad stood up. I guess he knew the judge somehow. I don't know.
This is bullshit, Larry.
And he goes, he said something, and the judge, like, jokingly was like, are you his attorney? And my dad goes, no, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Shut the fuck.
Place went wild, dude.
No fucking way.
It's unbelievable.
All right, you guys get out of here.
Did
he get convicted?
I think so.
Just had to pay a
Just
fine
like
or
a
something?
Fine, yeah.
Was a cop there to testify?
Yeah.
Slow day, huh?
Dork. This weekend, we're sitting at the bar. Me and O'Connor, this girl comes in and sits behind him.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got his back to her, so he's facing me. I can kind of see her. She's like,
yeah,
hammered. Gremlin, dude. She starts punching Chris. And he thinks, like, oh, she's like,
yeah,
we're having fun. We're at the bar. He's like, hey, knocking off. Yeah. And he, like, went back to be like, come on.
Yeah, above the waist.
Cut it out. We're goofing. And she was like, get your fucking hands off me, you piece of shit. And I was like, dude, we got to move. We got to get the fuck out of here. And then she kept doing it. She started, like, actually, like, pushing him off. Like, I could see him, like,
push
moving. And I was like, hey, could you please, like, stop hitting my friend?
Yeah.
And she goes, you're fat. It's just like, God damn it, lady. Dude, she goes, you're fat. And then she goes, pulled her tube top down, put out her tits.
She's wearing a tube top?
Yeah, she went,
Jesus Christ.
Pulled out big fat boobs. And
ladies who still wear tube tops.
Had she not been so mean to me, I wouldn't have been mean back. But she was like, you're fat, pulled her tits out. I was like, your tits are fucking disgusting, dude. Those are disgusting, you gross idiot. And she was like, yeah, I am ugly. And I was like, no, you're not. I'm sorry. Like, she was like so sad. But then she was like, yeah, I'm ugly. I was like, no, you're not. And she was like, but you're fat, so who cares? And I was like, well okay, you're ugly. Fuck you. She couldn't even see me.
Yeah.
Hit me with the you're fat. I was like, damn, she's hit me with like you're fat from like me sitting. She could just see like ear up. She was just like, you're fucking fat. I was like, Jesus Christ.
God damn. Yeah, we see the whole of me.
And then we keep going. We go back to talking. She's just at the bar. She takes her fucking beer, just turns it upside down, puts it back, sits there. A bartender comes over. One of the fucking dudes came over and kissed her. He like came over to be like, hey, how are you doing? And she's like, and he kissed.
On the lips?
It was a peck on the lips.
Whoa. And I was like, okay.
All right.
To be fair, that bartender was probably on coke.
Definitely.
To be fair, that guy was probably high.
She pours the beer out. She's just sitting there now. A guy comes over and is like, did you spill this? And she's like, no. I was like, you got to get her the fuck out of here.
Yeah, dude.
So then they finally got her out. She goes to the bathroom. While she's walking back, that bartender that I saw kiss her is like, I saw all you guys looking at her when she was walking around. I was like, dude, you fucking kissed her. He was like, what the? No, I didn't. He like spazzed.
See, he did.
It was a great night.
That's pretty
fun.
That was
it. That was the end of it.
That was it.
I let him off the hook a little. I was like, I know. She kissed first. I was being generous, dude. He kissed a clearly blacked out woman.
Oh.
That's assault, brother.
Yeah, she was life of the party, though. As soon as she left, like, what was the point?
I mean,
that should be a police escort for a girl that drunk to get home. It's like
she was still outside when we left.
Really?
When we were leaving, she was outside. I was like, geez, dude.
What?
Somebody should help. Not me, though.
Someone's going to help her.
I'm a good Samaritan, not a fat Samaritan. You call me fat, I'm out. Dude, getting hit with just, oh, you're fat.
That's like, crazy.
Oh, come on, lady.
It's fucked up.
Like,
you're punching my friend.
Yeah, I was like, can you please stop?
I mean, the obvious question is, what happens if that's a dude?
If that's a dude, well, if he called me fat, I would just be like, you're gay.
Yeah, true.
I wouldn't fight a guy like that.
I'm just saying, the guy would have been removed from the bar in 4 seconds.
Oh, you're saying if a guy sat down and started doing that to women?
All that shit. Just,
oh, my God.
Just pouring shit on the
punched
bar.
Punched him in the face.
Bothering people.
Everyone would have whooped his ass.
Tries to kiss the bartender, probably still would have kissed him.
Kissed. That
he's
guy
high on
kiss.
Coke. He's high on coke, and he's a fucking drug addict bartender.
You guys want?
He's high on coke and has too much hair gel. He's a drug addict bartender.
Fucking loser.
It is fun to pick a profession and just attack it as hard as you can.
It's very fun.
It's very, very fun. It's like, nuh-uh. And it's like, okay, what is, so if you're not a drug addict bartender, you're a man bun pussy. So which one are you?
Ooh.
Man bun pussy with a cool beard or a random animal drug addict bartender, dude. There's nothing in between.
Are you a radical feminist? Fucking communist bartender?
Who's also kind of an alcoholic.
Who's definitely absolutely a raging alcoholic.
Yeah, man, it's funny. There's no other possible way in that industry.
There is. You can age out to be like women. There's women at the Elks in mechanics, but it's just ladies, old ladies.
Yeah,
that's a good place to be.
You're saying
they're just like somebody's aunt.
Old aunt bartender.
They wear like a crew neck fucking hoodie.
The rules are totally different. Yeah, rules are totally different to women.
Steelers sweatshirt. You're talking. Like you 98. Can
be there's. There, you're just a tough bitch at that point.
Yeah,
that's just tough bitch. There's tough bitches. Then there's just two types of dudes. That's it. Bartending.
That's absolutely right.
Unless you want to get on some Coyote Ugly stuff, but that's you're just having fun at that point. That's girls pretending to be bartenders.
Yeah.
Like a tall blonde fucking whipping. It's like, oh, come on.
I like
this
that.
Is your summer off from graphic design school. Go back, get out from behind the bar.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Grow up.
You're stealing a job from a tough bitch, dude.
Tough bitches, but they're also very nice. Like, hey, sweetie, how, like, honey, what do you want? They're very nice.
Yeah, true.
The tough bitches are very nice.
They're the best.
Like, you want some scratch offs? We got a popcorn machine.
They're among the best. That's what happens when you've, like, when you get this. You've cut hair so much that your hands act up. Hit the bar. Bartending, dude. It's tough bitch. It's tough bitch industry, dude. Haircut. Bartending. Male ladies are kind of like the elite tough bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Male ladies are more, I would say, on the upper cast of tough bitches.
Thick, too. I've never seen one that's not thick.
Bro, don't get me started.
Why are they so thick, dude?
Bro, don't get me in trouble.
Some people didn't get to leave the city. I did. Because of my privilege. And I used it. You gotta use it. You know what I mean? Doesn't it feel more disrespectful to waste it? You know? What? Then we're all just being racist for nothing? But no, it's good. I went home. My parents, I haven't lived with them in over 10 years. They got old. They're old as fuck. They have milk, though. I'm back on milk. Been fucking crushing milk lately. I got fucking milk fat this year. It's a weird time in life to have a milk renaissance. It's 33. But it was nice. I think my favorite... We need to start focusing on renewable energy. It's like, ew, dude, I didn't know Dad was gay. All we talk about is eating pussy and fracking. We hate nature. We go fishing. We don't even eat fish, dude. We just catch them and fucking... No, he's good. He likes Fox. He watches Fox. He watches it every night. Like every Fox News dad, my dad watches Fox every night until he can't. That's how long they watch. They watch every night until they get so angry they have to go to bed. My dad...